across Hertfordshire on FM, DAB, on your mobile and online. This is Bob FM.
Being so close to the home front, St Albans was a natural training ground for many of our soldiers in the Great War of 1914-18. Locals would be expected to give up their spare rooms to house Britain's heroes, and when their families came to visit them at weekends, the Roman city's tourism began to bloom. At Keep the Home Fires Burning, these stories of so long ago are brought to life with a little help from curator Catherine Newley.
I want to talk about this one because this is a painting that's in our collection, and it's of a man called Frederick Freeman from Harpenden. He was training as a chartered accountant when war broke out, so he enlisted and went out to fight. And unfortunately, he died within the first 3 days of the Battle of the Somme. We have the cigarette case he had in his pocket when he was killed, and it shows the bullet wound, the bullet hole, exit and entry. His family commissioned an artist called Frank Salisbury, who was a Harpenden artist, to paint this picture after he died.
It's a very striking picture, isn't it?
It is. It's quite a handsome man.
Yeah, you do get an essence of what he was about, don't you? Very proud.
This is just one of a pair of exhibitions, the other one being in St Albans' German twin town of Worms.
So what we've got in this exhibition is kind of comparable experiences. In Germany, for instance, there were huge, huge numbers of soldiers who had gone through national conscription. So they had a bit of a head start on us, let's put it that way. We've also got here a postcard which was sent by a man called Rudy to his parents back in Worms. So we're showing, again, both experiences and how actually it was exactly the same, both sides of the war.